What to do when the owners of a local market, a small town's largest employer with 26 people on the payroll, a fixture and gathering place for 80 years, announce it's time to sell? Well, if you're the residents of Cummington, Massachusetts, and the surrounding towns, you raise $1.3 million, buy it, and run it as a cooperative. The Old Creamery Grocery officially became the Old Creamery Cooperative a couple of weeks ago. 550 residents, the new owners, all the employees staying on, and they're expanding. But if you're thinking of doing the same thing, it is hard work. Kimberly Longy is the chair of the board of directors of the Old Creamery Cooperative. She was the head of the exploratory committee that worked to form it. So, Kimberly, how long did this take to actually do?
Well, it was a concerted effort for close to just about 3 years.
What were some of the hoops you had to jump through?
The first was determining whether it was truly feasible for our local store to become cooperatively owned. And we did that through a process of surveying our community, and we also did a lot of talking with the staff and with the former owners. Once we determined that it was feasible, and we did that within a span of about 4 months, the next litmus test was really seeing if people would put their money where their ideas were.
Well, and you secured a $500,000 loan from a local bank, the Florence Savings Bank. But how did you get buy-in from residents? And what kind is there? I mean, what kind of participation is there?
Our member equity campaign launched in August of 2010. A share in the co-op is $150. It's a one-time fee. Our initial goal was 300 members. We thought it would take us 5 months to achieve that goal. It took us 6 weeks.
Wow.
That was a big sign for us that the community was, in fact, ready to step up.
So people bought these shares, $150 a piece. You also had people make donations. You have loans, membership loans. But what does that share entitle them to? What does that mean?
It means they're an owner of the business. They can run and vote for the board of directors that oversees the business. They can avail themselves of member owner discounts on occasion when we have specials for members. When the co-op is profitable, the board will determine whether it can distribute rebates to its member owners, a sort of patronage dividend, if you will.
Well, so they have this investment. Maybe someday that money will spin back, but right now we know you're going to plow it back into this beautiful place. We should describe it as sort of this clapboard building with a wraparound porch and a big cow on top.
That's Camille.
Yeah, Camille the cow. Very, very quaint. Why is it so important to the community to keep it there?
We think of it as sort of the heart and soul of the Hilltowns. Certainly, it provides basic retail groceries, full-service cafe with exquisitely prepared food. But in addition to operating the store, the creamery really serves as a model of environmental sustainability. We're very mindful of how much packaging we use, how much waste we produce. We're very committed to the local food economy, and we support more than 100 farmers, food producers, and other service providers during the course of operating the business. Co-ops really operate on what's called a triple bottom line. So our evaluation of success needs to include how are we doing with regard to the business's impact on the planet, its people, and our profit.
Well, it sounds wonderful. I would just ask, what's your one caution for somebody listening to this and saying, I want to do this in my town, I want to save this important facility in my town?
You really have to look at the fundamentals of the business. I would strongly encourage that sort of in-depth feasibility and investigation of any current business before acquiring it.
Yeah. Kimberly Longy, chair of the board of directors and head of the exploratory committee that worked to form the new Old Creamery Cooperative. On behalf of those of us from east of you who travel out and often stop there, thank you so much for doing this.
You're welcome. Thank you. I hope you enjoy your next trip to the co-op.
Just ahead, stories we're planning this week. Actually, I want to take a second to tell you about that. We're going to talk with John Bogle, founder of the mutual fund giant, the Vanguard Group. He has pearls of wisdom for retirement. Also, today's food banks, they're more than food. Sometimes you're supporting classes in cooking and nutrition, a good thing. And later this week, another Tolkien classic has come to the big screen. We'll speak the language with a Tolkien expert. That and more coming up this week. Back in 30 seconds, here and now.